devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for tuning in. Our passage for today is Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through, we'll go through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Now we'll stop in verse 6. I don't like most Christian leadership books. Most of them feel to me like recycled business, secular ideas that are just repackaged with churchy words thrown in. But I was recommended a book I'm currently reading by the illustrious George Janvier, and I'm loving it. It's called Biblical Leadership, and it pulls leadership principles directly from the pages of Scripture, taking care to honor the context from which they come. I just recently read a chapter that pulls from the book of Joshua, and I wanted to share some of what I read, what I took away from it. In Joshua 1, we are very quickly introduced to Moses and Joshua. Moses is given a title, Servant of the Lord. It's a phrase that occurs throughout the book of Joshua, but always referring to Moses. Joshua, however, is introduced as Son of Nun, Servant of Moses, and is referred to as such throughout the book. It's important to remember that these two men are titans in the history of Israel and God's story of redemption through leading God's people into the promised land. But both of them in this book are labeled servants. Moses, servant of the Lord. Joshua, servant of Moses. Even after Moses is dead and Joshua has assumed command of the nation. Only one time in the book of Joshua do we see him referred to as the servant of the Lord. And it's at the very end of the book, chapter 24, verse 9, after he successfully led God's people to the promised land, following the Lord with strength and courage, as he was told to do at the beginning. It is a title given to few people throughout the biblical story. Now, from the outside, we might think that we would want a grander title if we were the ones to lead Israel into the promised land. Jordan the Brave, Jordan Leader of Men. But Joshua receives as his reward the title, Joshua, Servant of the Lord. We need to look no further than Paul in our New Testaments to see why this is nothing to be ashamed of. Paul introduces himself in many of his letters as doulos of God. This is even stronger than servant. It means bondservant or even slave in some translations of God. Jesus himself came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We could do a lot worse than to give our lives as servants first. There's been a lot of time and thought put into this idea of servant leadership. But what does it look like? How did Joshua serve? Well, he served by leading an entire nation across lands, into battle. He judged conflicts. He made policy. Service can very often look like leading, but leading done from a place of humility and gratitude. Servant leaders are servants first, primarily in their motivation to put others' needs above their own. One day, when we look back over our lives, what could we be more proud of than that we faithfully served God and therefore his people? This is a life of purpose, hope, and adventure. God, help us to embrace our role as your servants. God, you have redeemed us. You have saved us. You have called us out of the world and into your family. So help us to live out this new life as new men and new women and as servants of God. You know, this is not a thing to be ashamed of, but to be embraced and celebrated. And we thank you for the story of Joshua, and we thank you for your word. It gives us something to aspire to. Gives us ways to follow after you in your heart. We pray that you would do this in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.